It is likely that the media will not take part in the special voting for key stakeholders who will be working on the election day. In 2008, the media was part of this special voting and this helped in their reportage of the elections. How will their exclusion this time affect the coverage of the elections? Can the media be considered and included? And again, what is the Journalists Association doing about this? Bright Blue is the General Secretary of the GJA.
Our attention has been drawn. You know, a law was made, and it rather only gave that distinction to members of the security services. Because my understanding is that in the past, this was abused. All of us, including the security services. But having said that, I think that we all acknowledge the importance of the media in this whole exercise. Because the media will bring things throughout the country. And that is also part of, you know, granting credibility to the election. Because if we do it in a way that media is not seen to be covering well, then we will have ourselves to blame if there's any problem. And as I said, the EC chairman, and for that matter, the EC, always listens to the media, and for that matter, the DJ, and I'm sure they appreciate this challenge. And indeed, I'm sure the whole country, and for that matter, parliament that represents us as a people. So I don't see how this issue cannot be resolved. We are going to send a letter to the chairman of the EC and ask for a meeting at his earliest convenience, so we all can reach a consensus. Indeed, the political parties themselves will be involved. To be a transparent process, we all must acknowledge the role of the media. We are not special people, but if we want to have credible elections, I think that it's only fair to say that the media has a vital role to play. And I'm sure we will resolve this problem. That's my thinking.
But do you have any other option if your meeting does not come out successful?
Well, if it does not resolve it, then it means that it makes the work of the media difficult. Like I explained, when I was in GNA, I remember having to go all the way to WA to beef up coverage. So I had to vote early before leaving for WA. So you can imagine it. What it means is that the whole country will not be well covered by media, because I will treat my vote as more vital than going out on an assignment. I want to cast my vote.
That was the General Secretary of the GJA, Bright Blue.
CI 75 permits only the security agencies to take part in the special voting. The public affairs director of the EC, Christian Owusu-Parry, told Radio Ghana that an application must be sent to the EC for the special voting.
It's expected that people who are entitled to take part in special voting will apply to be placed on the special voters list. And that must be done as soon as possible so that we can process their biometric details and put them on the special voters list. And the groups that are entitled to take part in special voting are the security agencies that will be out there for election duties and the election officials engaged by the Electoral Commission. They are the only two groups of people that are entitled to take part in the special voting according to CI-75.
Do you have any specific date when the registration would have to start?
Well, we have not set any firm date yet, but I believe anybody who wants to apply can do so immediately to the returning officer in the constituencies where they reside and would vote. They are taking part in special voting. They are entitled to vote in both elections.
As the Public Affairs Director of the EC, Christian Owusu-Parry.
Still on the special voting, Radio Ghana sampled some views of journalists on their exclusion in the special voting, asking how this will affect their work.
I think on the day of voting, much will be dependent on the media. And the media are the ones going to go to different polling stations to give much information on how the voting process is ongoing. So I think it's about time the EC gives the media a day before the election for them to also cast their ballot or cast their vote to enhance their work.
If they fail to do that, will you put that the EC should be very busy?
Well, I have no option. Then if I'm busy on that day, it means I'm not going to vote. Yes, it will go against my job. So
it's bad anyway, but what can you do? I'm just hoping they do something about it, because if you are to vote, queue and vote with the public, and what are you going to report on? You'll be in a queue and you report, or if you are being assigned, what will you do? Are you going to abandon the voting, or you just... go and vote and go and it's something. It's very, very bad anyway. I don't start with the EC. I don't. If they can do something about it, then if they can't, yeah, we are just watching them.
So if nothing happens, are you going to, what will you do? Will you still vote or?
Yeah, I will vote. Even though job is there, but I have the right to vote. So I'll vote. I'll just go and vote. Yeah.
That's 70. They say they are going to allow us to register. But later we hear that they say it's not going to come on. So we know on our updates, we see whether we can. It will fall on December 7th. That will make us eligible to vote. That's what we are looking for. But right now, we don't know what's going on right now. That we are trying to be patient.
Those were views of some journalists on their exclusion from the special voting.